This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. It's been revealed that pedophile priest Vincent Ryan has died. Now, not just in the last day or two, but in fact, several weeks ago, apparently. But the Archdiocese of Maitland, Newcastle, seems to have kept the news quiet. Why? That's a very good question. The Clergy Abused Network co-founder and chairperson is Robert O'Toole, and he joins me this morning. Good morning, Robert.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So I don't think, to be fair, many people will be overly upset over the death. When did he actually pass away?
I don't know, Darren. I wasn't provided with that information, only that it was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, and that that was passed on to me by the current diocesan administrator, Greg Barker, because we have no bishop at the moment, and Greg's the man in the seat, so he passed that on to me.
Do you think it should be expected that the diocese would at least tell the victims or the families of the victims about this?
Yeah, look, these sorts of things are can be very triggering for survivors. It brings up the past, their past lives when they were young, and being offended. And it's not just the survivors, but I think the Catholic community as a whole would. Every Catholic in this diocese would have heard about Vincent Ryan. I mean, he's been in jail several times. He's probably been in jail for the longest period of time of any of the convicted pedophiles in the diocese. So I think everyone would know of him. And I think it's appropriate that the diocese should inform the congregations that he's passed away, but particularly with particular care to the known survivors of Vincent Ryan.
And that I suppose is my point. Obviously, yes, it can be triggering, and no doubt will be. But surely, it's better for them to hear it in a caring, compassionate way than to see it in the newspaper.
Well, that's right. That's right. I actually contacted those that I knew, those survivors that I knew, because my first concern, of course, is for our members of the Clergy Abuse Network, and not all of Ryan's victims would be members of the Clergy Abuse Network, but the ones that I do know of, I made sure that they were aware and had support in place if it was required. So, as I said, my first concern is for the people involved.
So did Father Barker actually say why they hadn't told these people?
No. He mentioned it, and I just asked him, well, when did that occur? And he said, oh, a few weeks ago. I don't think he was fully apprised of the situation either. So that was the impression I got, but I don't know.
So, I mean, the impact on the Catholic Church and in particular the Diocese of Maitland Newcastle on this case and the crimes of this pedophile, are long reaching, and they're still continuing today, and no doubt will continue for a lifetime, especially for the victims.
Well, these people live with it every day. Some of them are quite damaged. And Ryan was active over a long period of time in a number of different areas. He was moved around a bit. He was actually arrested, I think, in Taree, but he did minister in Cessnock and Hamilton and the Junction, some inner city places. There would be, lots of people who haven't come forward about Ryan, and people not necessarily in the inner Newcastle area. There's people from outside as well.
So
Tari and so on.
Yeah, would it be accurate to say that the church and particularly the diocese don't seem to have learnt from all the pain already?
Oh, look, that's for other people to judge. I have my own views. I've written articles previously about the fact that that Vincent Ryan was never laicised, and I've appealed to the diocese, the bishops, and others to support the call for his laicisation over a number of years. He died as a Catholic priest of the diocese when other pedophiles convicted served lesser time for less number of offences. I'm not saying they're less serious, but less number of offences that have been laicised. So just beggars belief, really, that he was never laicised. And that's something that upsets the survivors greatly.
Did the church, again, ever give you a reason why they say no to that?
Well, look, the structure of the church is that the laicisation has to come from Rome. It has to involve the Pope, and he's the only guy that can do that. Look, I don't know why. I think early days, Bishop Malone said, "Well, if he remains a priest, we can keep tabs on him." But even that's sort of not a valid reason not to laicise him. They could put a structure in place to keep tabs on him if he was laicised.
Well, I'd assume the Pope has email these days, so I don't see what the issue is.
Yeah. You might like to ring him and ask him what the reason for not laicising was, but I can't fathom it, to be honest.
I don't think His Holiness would take my phone call, but...
They probably won't, no.
He'd take yours before mine. You're at least doing some great work for these victims. I suppose finally, the question I have to ask is this something you'll take up when we do get a new bishop?
It's history now. The time to act was while he was living, I think. It will pass, and that's sort of the attitude I think the diocese will take. They tend not to comment, and I believe that's their approach this time as well, that there's no comment. So it's unfortunate. But my view is that the people of the diocese should know that this fellow has passed away. That everyone in the diocese would know of Vincent Ryan.
Absolutely.
And they should be informed. They could have done it in a number of ways, through, church services or whatever, but chose just not say anything, which, doesn't speak well for their care and compassion of survivors.
Well, thanks to you, Robert. We'll certainly get that message out here right across the Hunter Valley. And thank you very much for joining me on Hunter Valley today.
Good on you, Darren. Thanks.
That's Robert O'Toole, the Clergy Abused Network co-founder and chairperson.